I started doing that, and it changed the whole thing. I have no idea what it might ultimately have become if that hadn't happened. Like, I had this character who's very much the way she is when the reader meets her in Pattern Recognition. I couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. I couldn't figure out what her problem was. And then I knew. And when I finished the manuscript, I had this astonishing feeling that I doubt at that time anyone else in the world had, was that I had addressed that material and I was never going to have to address it directly again. And I felt like the deep, deep gratitude that I was done with it. But it was hard to do. It required I had to promise myself that I would deal with it with more than my usual seriousness in order to even go forward and write about it to the extent that I did. You know, I hope you believe me. Thank you.
So I really enjoy reading Heinlein's books where the characters are using slide rules to plot their trajectories in their spaceships. And it's perhaps the curse of sci-fi writers that they are writing for their present day. But my question is actually about if there are any upcoming movies, perhaps of Neuromancer and perhaps with an actual Molly character in them.
Well, the reason there's no people that... It never seems to occur to anyone that the reason there was no Molly in Johnny Mnemonic is, had there been, she would have become part of the Johnny Mnemonic franchise, which wouldn't have been a good thing for Neuromancer movies. There's a possibility that someone might start working on a Neuromancer movie early next year, but it's only a possibility, and as with all these things, there's absolutely no guarantee that it would be any good at all. the material certainly doesn't guarantee that in Hollywood. And if it goes ahead, I'm unlikely to have much of anything to do with it, simply because it's not my job, and I know what happens when you try to get between, you know, $40 or $50 million of somebody else's money and your idea of how your character should look.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You just mentioned Cory Doctorow a little while ago, and I was curious if you had a particular stance on some of the issues that he speaks out on a lot in terms of copyright law and how that's evolving with technology. Issues like Google Books and things like that.
Oh, I'm much less aware of that stuff than the folks at Boing Boing are. I should probably sit down one day and figure out where I stand. But I'm just sort of like, I don't. You know, if I run across someone's, you know, someone's pirated text of one of my novels on the internet, it would never occur to me to pursue that and make them take it away or give me $4.95 or whatever whatever the outcome would be. But otherwise, I'm just kind of an old-fashioned guy. The publisher pays me money, and I do these things. I don't have the wherewithal to be as hip about it as the Boing Boing people.
You've been reluctant to accept the title of, well, futurist or prophet or whatever, sometimes saying that you've taken a line and you've drawn it out into the future and made the, you know, the logical conclusion. But there are a lot of things that you've written about which in one form or another are around today. Do you ever look at some stuff you write and go, oh God, I hope they don't figure out how to do that?
I watched long before 9/11, I once had a piece of, part of Barry Rydell's memory in virtual light was of a particular terrorist act that had occurred in the United States when he was a young man. And when I got the book back, and it explained exactly how you could do this and why it would work. And when I got the book back in galleys, I was going through it and I went, nope. I don't want any responsibility for giving anybody that idea. But that's the only example I can think of my having removed something. I mean, I really wish somebody would make the dot matrix multicolored tattooing machine for virtual life. That just seems like such a natural, and it would be so easy to do. Thank you.
I think you write culture very well in your books, and they have a presence. And one of the cultural presences I love was the Neuromancer, the Zionites, the Rastafarians.
Yeah.
And I was wondering why you included them in the novel and what your inspiration was for them.
Well, I think my inspiration was The Harder They Come, both the film and the soundtrack, which was my first exposure to reggae, and a total first exposure. And I just liked it, and I was listening to while I was writing Neuromancer, one of the things I was listening to was an album called Two Sevens Clash by Culture. And I thought, like, what if the future sounds like this? A lot of my early stuff was based on thought experiments. Like, what if Robert Heinlein had been a member of Joy Division? how would he have written? Yeah. It's something I kind of like to do because the way you're lined up, could we, like, switch the line into man, woman, because there's just a whole bunch of men and then there's a bunch of women. if you could like shift around a bit so we could have some women. Oh, okay, they're not even waiting.
Is this
long?
Get a woman up there.
I'll just have to admit, I've only read Neuromancer, and I'm an amateur artist, and I just went crazy with the visuals in my head. And what else I wanted to say is that, how did you turn out to be such a comedian with, after writing a book like that?
I don't know. I mean, I think I just outlasted it, basically. I mean, you find it, you know, sometimes people say, well, when are you going to write another book like Neuromancer? And I'm kind of thinking, well, hey, I don't know what would have to happen for me to get that kind of, like, retro adolescent and kind of shoegazing doomy and into myself. It was like writing Neuromancer was like the rock band I never had because I can't play an instrument or sing. And some of it, it's like heavy metal. But there's funny stuff in Neuromancer too. Funny stuff can be very serious. It doesn't, you know, just because it's funny doesn't mean it's not serious. But there's a kind of like, oh, I don't know, heavy metal pomp